time now for the news. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill into law on Monday that he has vetoed twice before, a law that intends to provide more safety to cyclists on the roadways. The new law will require motorists to give at least 3 feet of room to cyclists sharing the roadway. If the 3 feet aren't available, motorists must slow down until there is enough room to pass. CHP Officer Matt Harvey, public information officer at the Humboldt Area CHP Command, said that the new law will not punish cyclists for following the rules.
This law doesn't negate bicyclists for obeying the rules of the road. One of the rules of the road is that slower traffic pulls to the right. And so, you know, this does not negate bicyclists for doing what they're supposed to do, but it does provide them more safety and it'll hopefully reduce traffic collisions.
If a driver fails to comply with the law, they could face a $35 fine for a first offense.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Governor Brown also signed into law a bill that would make it easier for minors to erase embarrassing or potentially damaging postings from social media websites. Senate Bill 386, which goes into effect in January of 2015, will require website operators to remove any postings if requested by a minor, although the law will not apply if the posting is done by a third party. The law also regulates advertising aimed at minors and forbids websites from compiling information about minors that could then be sold to a third party. On September 10th, James Franklin Kane, a county jail inmate and member of the Sheriff's Work Alternative Program, walked away from the woodlot. Kane, who was serving a 180-day sentence and was due to be released in November, remained on the run until Monday afternoon when he was arrested by Eureka Police. Police received a tip that Kane was walking on C Street, but was gone by the time officers reached the scene. Police then developed information that Kane was at his mother's residence in Eureka. Officers were initially stonewalled by the mother at the residence, but she was convinced to leave the scene along with another female on scene. Officers then located Kane in a room attached to the residence and spent a half an hour convincing him to surrender. Officers then entered the room and took him into custody, and he was booked on several new charges along with four felony warrants. And that's the news.